I don't know if you've ever gone into somebody's house before, and or maybe into a hotel or somewhere, and you've seen that the picture on the wall isn't quite straight. Do you want to put it right? Do you want to kind of... can't settle until it's square. And that's just the way it is. It's very interesting in the book of the prophet Amos. He was shown by the Lord something that was very important. The Lord was this is what the Lord showed me. It says, the Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb line. Actually, if you look at these pillars, looking down, they're all leaning over this way. Do you know what happens then? Actually, the rest of the building is going that way as well. Anyway, this is what the prophet Amos was shown. He was shown a wall that had been built true to plumb with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said, what do you see, Amos? And what it turns out was that the people of Israel no longer were true to plumb. They'd gone off center. They'd gone away from God. And their love for God wasn't as it was. And as that story unfolds, and true to prophecy, eventually they would be taken away into captivity because they weren't living their lives according to the God who had called them. And the central part of this is that they'd lost sight of God's amazing love for them and all that he had done for them. And in the story of the Good Samaritan, as it's so called, we find someone, a nation, who also had gone off plumb. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, the teachers of the law, even though they had God himself in the flesh before them, could not see who he was. And so they were out to really trick Jesus in all kinds of ways, to bring him down. And this teacher of the law wants to ask the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, said Jesus? How do you read it? And then he speaks the words of the Shema. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You answer correctly, said Jesus. Do this, and you will live. I'm fascinated by Jesus' final words there. You will live if you do these things. And the implication behind Jesus' words were that this man was not truly living, not truly alive in God at all, not fully understanding the God who had called him into his place as a teacher of the law. In fact, this man was not even beginning to live out what was evidently important to him, the words of the law. So his questioning of Jesus was not life-giving, it was about actually life-sapping. He wanted to tear down what Jesus had to offer, not build up. And what we see from this, actually, life is to do with God. True living is to do with God himself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul and strength. How? These are the ways in which we're told to do this. And it's very interesting that as we read this, there are emphases all the way through the so-called Shema, which the Jews say every day. So it's love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength and then love your neighbour as yourself. These are all really important parts of the whole picture. And you can see this in a way because if we love God with our minds only, then actually it becomes an intellectual thing. And people find it very difficult then to believe everything that's set before them. I always say when you become a Christian, it's very unlikely that you'll get into place and believe all the things in the creed immediately because you haven't learnt about them yet. There's a long way to go to that. So it has to start somewhere else. And if you try to love God with all your strength, but you haven't discerned the God who has brought this about, then actually there's another piece missing in this jigsaw. Because love isn't to do with strength alone. It's an important quality, but that's not what it is. Determination and grit alone will not a true relationship make. So all these lovely couples here are going to get married this year. It doesn't start with determination and grit. It starts with love. It has to start there. We have to start with these things. And if we try to love our neighbours but do not love God, we may not find actually that love which passes all understanding, because we're doing it out of a sense of duty. And it needs to start somewhere else. We need to start in the flow of God's love. And so if we learn, first of all, what it is to be loved by God and to love Him, it's quite a different emphasis. And then all these other things actually slot into place. If we love God with all our heart and begin there and allow Him to work on us and to shape us and to draw us ever closer into His presence, it takes on a new light altogether. And if in doing this, we allow our soul, our very being, to engage with the living God, and if we apply then our strength, and the strength that God gives us, and our minds, the mind of Christ now, and if we allow God to turn that love into love for neighbours, then we'll see some exciting and extraordinary things happening, because we will then begin to step into the realms where God is working. And we'll be able to hear Him say, "What do you see? What do you see going on? Where do you see that I am working, that you may work in that place also?" And then he may call us into all kinds of extraordinary works. For some, that may be street pastors. And incidentally, that's an extraordinary work in itself, that God ordained that, brought it about, and lots of people in the churches in Falmouth and throughout this country are involved in it. If you start with the love of God in you, and you can sense that call to be a street pastor, and it doesn't matter what age you are, by the way, anyone can do that, then you'll see extraordinary things begin to happen. And so love is made up of all of these things. Yes, there's strength and determination and all those kinds of things, but we begin with the love of God in Christ Jesus. It's a bit like the weave of a beautiful tapestry. There's a million different strands of lots and lots of different colours, which contributes to the final artistic interpretation. It may have maybe of the Last Supper or whatever. Each strand is separate, but each one is actually vital to the end product. We need to start with God and allow it to build up and out from there. And I think that's what essentially this parable is about. This parable is about the way we respond to the love of God in our lives. And this teacher of the law, when he began to realise that it was the Samaritan who did the right thing by this person who had been robbed, couldn't even bring himself to say it was the Samaritan that did it. When Jesus questioned him, "Who did the right thing?" he just said, "The one." It was the one who had mercy. He didn't say it was the Samaritan. He said it's the one who had mercy. Couldn't bring himself to say the name. And so you kind of sense that he was so far apart in his understanding of God's love for all mankind that actually he was blinded. Is that me? I don't know. Anyway. It's not now. So we see the importance of God's love working in an individual, and bringing them to that place where they respond to what God has done for them in their lives. And this is also true of us as individuals too. We need to see what God is doing in us and allow Him to lead us into that place where, not by determination and grit, not by strength alone, but by God's love, we're led to do those works of mercy through Him. And in His strength, on His behalf. And He will lead us into all kinds of extraordinary and wonderful situations. But first of all, we must allow ourselves to be completely, completely immersed in God's extraordinary, wonderful and amazing love. And allow Him at times to allow that plumb bob, that true plumb, to come against our lives, to see if what we say and what we believe actually marries up with who God is. And sometimes we will, and oftentimes we will, find ourselves falling short. That's when we fall back upon God's mercy and get back into line with Him. And that must be an ongoing thing. That's a part of what relationship is all about. Allowing ourselves to be tested against where the truth is in our lives. We need to be able to see that as God shows it to us. God showed to Amos and said, what do you see? What do you see what's going on here? And God showed him a plumb bulb, a plumb line. And that's what God does to us also. So now it's about immersing ourselves in these words. We are to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, minds, soul, strength. And to love our neighbours as ourselves. Let's be still for a moment as we allow God to work on us in that way and continue to do that. Let's pray.